I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Have you noticed how when you buy flowers, they often come from halfway around the globe? Yeah, flowers are a huge global business, and one of the industry's main hubs, as you may know, is the Netherlands. But that Dutch greenhouse expertise is now helping to make a U.S.-based grower a powerhouse in its own right. And this grower is not in California or Florida. Tony Ganser of station WCPN in Cleveland reports on the Ohio greenhouse grower that's becoming a master of the orchid business.
Green Circle Growers is about 40 minutes from Cleveland in Oberlin, Ohio. It is a huge operation with nearly 700 employees and 100 acres of greenhouses. The facilities are state-of-the-art, and about 5 years ago, the company shifted a big part of the business toward orchids.
We probably invested a total of $50 million. It's a 25-acre project, and we're currently the largest orchid grower in North America at this point.
Scott Giesbrecht is Green Circle's marketing guy. Ohio actually has a few things going for it as an orchid hub. The state's moderate temperatures are perfect for growing orchids, and Ohio's well-placed for shipping to the U.S. and Canada. Green Circle supplies about 110,000 orchids a week to customers like Home Depot and Walmart in both countries. Giesbrecht says they've worked with Dutch experts to create a global business in small-town Ohio.
This is all Dutch technology here with these moving trays and pneumatic lifts.
The business involves 13 countries. Orchid genetics, for example, are perfected in Taiwan. Green Circle's plants start in Europe.
These are little tissue culture plants that are cloned over in Germany, and then they come over here when they're 6 months old. They'll be with us for 18 months until they're shipped to the final customer.
Robots do much of the orchid work, pushing plants along and even sorting them. All the while, a digital code on the pot keeps track of where the plant has been. And the Dutch are watching every step of the way through a climate control system from a Dutch company.
We're keeping an eye on our environmental controls constantly. The whole facility is wireless, so our growers are constantly monitoring on mobile devices. And then in addition to that, we have consultants and partners in Europe and the Netherlands that are monitoring our environmental conditions 24/7 also.
The robotics there are incredible. Orchids there are graded by size, by number of flowers, by number of spikes, all electronically.
Robert McMahon is an associate professor of horticultural technologies at Ohio State University. He's kind of a guru for all things greenhouses. McMahon says the technology means growing delicate flowers like orchids or tulips is much easier than it once was. But the cost of the robots makes it really hard to set up shop.
A small mom-and-pop operation with a single hoop house, you know, with double-layer plastic, that's not at all realistic. You have to have the resources, the funding, the training to do that. It's a specialty crop for, you know, just a select number of greenhouse businesses.
The folks at Green Circle know it's only a matter of time before others use Dutch growing wisdom to make a run at the top spot, which is why their sights are set on the next possible market, Mexico. For now, though, Green Circle has driven down the price of orchids from $40 or $50 years ago to about $14 to $20 now. And that's caused a kind of democratization of orchids in the U.S. You can pick up the exotic flower at a gas station or supermarket without fully realizing its global provenance. For The World, I'm Tony Ganser in Cleveland.